We're back out at the 42nd annual Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show here at Gordyville, USA. Chad Baker for WITY. Dollar gets you in the door. It's a donation. Goes back into the community here and all the great stuff the Gifford State Bank does. Make sure you hit that ATM before you come in here. That is just 1 mile east of Gordyville there in Gifford. I want to talk with the good folks over at DCCP Woodworking. They're out of Ludlow, Illinois, and they're located here on the east side of the building, not too far from where we would normally set up for the Midwest Ag Expo. So the middle part of the south building on the east side. In fact, they've got signs up here at Gordyville now. They have them set up. It's actually in the purple quarter. That's where you're going to be looking for DCCP Woodworking. And I've got Lisa Huff talking with us today. Lisa, how are we doing?
Pretty good.
Let's talk about some of these neat creations you have. You have penguins, you have Santas, you've got animals, firefighters, snowmen, just a little bit of everything here, but all kinds of great characters, but they are all unique. Tell us about how this came about.
It's just different items that we've put together. We even do fence peepers, and we've even got a four-piece wooden train set to put out for the holiday. And we have our snowmen, our penguins, some gnomes, our Grinch trees. We even have our trucks, the old red truck that you can change your cargoes in so you can use it seasonal. And we also have our kids. We call them our dress-up kids because you can change your outfits.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And so somebody purchasing those are the outfits separate? They can accessorize and they can buy other outfits for them, or they come with them?
Yeah, you can buy other outfits for the kids. You get one outfit on the kids, and then you can buy other outfits.
Very nice. Now, I'm going to ask about the fence peepers, because I kind of can conclude that that's what I'm looking at up there, and I didn't know that that was what the name of it is, but now that makes sense. So fence peepers, tell us about how that came about.
They go over your fence to decorate. People can see them. It's like someone peeping all over a fence.
And, of course, all kinds of animals. You've got a goat, you've got horse, donkey, cow. Raccoons are popular nowadays with the younger folks. They call them trash pandas. You've got moose, bear. I mean, you have a little bit of everything. I'm just going to imagine that that's only just a small portion of all the ones that you can make.
Oh, yeah, that's a small portion. There's a bunch you can make, but we're just started making these, so this is what we've started so far.
Very good. About how long does it take to make one of these creations?
To make one of the creations, it takes a couple days.
And of course, that's from, cutting it, designing it, trying to figure out what the design looks like, painting it, letting it dry, and putting it all together.
Yes. Cutting out is the first part, and then we sand it and primer and paint, and then put them together, and it takes a couple days by the time they're ready.
Surely you don't do it all alone. Is there some folks that are helping you out that you want to give a mention to?
Yes, there's actually three of us that do it. Sometimes there's five of us that do it. It's me, and then there's Darlene and Carl, and John and Terry also help us out.
Very nice, very nice. So is a whole crew there definitely helping out. And you're based out of Ludlow. Do you go to any other shows or have a shop or anything like that? Or you guys just do it out of a house or a shop?
We do it out of a garage, and we do other shows. We do, like, we did the Hoopston Sweet Corn Festival. We also do the I&I Antique Tractor Show. And we do the Half Century Farm Progress Show every 2 years.
Very good. And so a lot of folks that are familiar with those shows, familiar with DCCP and some of the things that they do. For folks that want to reach out to you, maybe they have an idea in mind, maybe they see something here, but wonder if you can do something else. Is there a good way to reach out to you?
Yes, they can actually call 217-390-1562, or they can reach out to Lisa Huff on Facebook.
Very good. So got a lot of great stuff out here, but make sure you come out here this weekend to the Gifford Craft Show. Check out their display here, DCCP. They're in the Purple Quarter. That's the southeast part of the premises here, and all the great items that they've got, and they just have a smidgen of what they can make here for you. Lisa Huff, thanks for spending time with us. Great catching up with you, and hopefully you have a great holiday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. From the 42nd Annual Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show, open till 5 on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday. And don't forget, think about that harvest lunch going on both days from 11 to 2. Here on WITY, I'm Chad Baker.